This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the studies are kind of long, and I have to be honest with you guys, I haven't been following a lot of the hydroxychloroquine news, because anytime you even bring it up, somebody tries to cancel you, somebody tries to shut you up. And since, you know, most people have been, you know, either using ivermectin or now Viagra, or cannabis to help fight the COVID, hydroxychloroquine kind of took a back seat. And in fact, there was some idiot who was trying to challenge me, saying, have I been, you know, purporting and telling people to take hydroxychloroquine? I haven't brought it up in a while. I think it still needs to be studied. I think it still has been studied. I haven't been following every single clinical trial, but I do believe that there's a very easy way to see if hydroxychloroquine worked. Look at everybody who had severe COVID, killer COVID in early 2020, who was on hydroxychloroquine at the time. How many of them fared versus those who didn't fare well that were on it? And if you look and see that it made a statistical difference, that's a real nice retrospective study to kind of give us some sort of baseline, sort of, you know, foundation to work on, saying, look, there might be something here. But apparently we might not have to do that, because apparently out of Scripps and University of Florida, they're already, you know, they're still looking at hydroxychloroquine, and they think they figured out why hydroxychloroquine might help. And it's fascinating. So back in January, nobody really heard of this study. This was hydroxychloroquine-mediated inhibition of SARS-CoV-2 entry is attenuated by the TMPRSS2. So what they basically talked about is how they believe hydroxychloroquine, they think this is the mechanistic explanation for the in vivo utility of hydroxychloroquine as a treatment for COVID-19. And these authors come from, because everybody's like, oh my God, where are they from? They come from the editor was from School of Medicine, Mount Sinai, but the author, the main author, was from the Scripps Research Institute in Jupiter, Florida, Department of Immunology and Microbiology. All right? So they had talked about how, and I'll break this down again, we talked about endosomes. A cell will get things into the cell because it's a closed bubble a couple different ways. Either there's a receptor or a key, or the cell will envelope a nutrient or something it wants to eat and then bring it in. This endosome is like a reaching out, and they make a little like pseudopod to take it in. We believe the SARS-CoV-2 virus, all right, takes advantage of cells two ways. One is by the ACE receptor. The other is by endosomal activity. It's hanging around the cell. The cell's like, ooh, this looks like something I want. And then it encroaches upon it and brings it in. Doctors or researchers have thought that what hydroxychloroquine does is it changes the pH around these endosomes to not make it function as well, which could inhibit SARS from getting into the cell. So, they said the compound is known to interfere with endosomal acidification necessary to the proteolytic activity of the cathepsins. Following receptor binding and endocytosis, cathepsin L can cleave the SARS-CoV-1 and SARS-CoV-2 spike proteins, thereby activating membrane fusion for cell entry. The plasma membrane-associated protease, TMPRSS2, can similarly cleave these proteins, allowing viral entry into the cell surface. They believe that the hydroxychloroquine could block viral entry mediated by cathepsin L. Now, that was just one study in January. In this latest study coming out of the University of Glasgow, they also look at the acidification of the endosomes and also fundamental changes towards this TMPRSS2 fusion. And they believe that this is how possibly COVID could work, hydroxychloroquine could work. They also say, by the way, we also show that immunity from natural infection is more protective than 2 doses of vaccine, but inferior to 3 doses. So it looks like we have another study out of the University of Glasgow that says, look, you need the 3 shots for Omicron, but if you only have natural immunity, that might be better than just the 2 shots. So that's interesting. So in essence, and again, I don't want to get too technical here because I can't pronounce most of the words anyway. Hydroxychloroquine that people tried to cancel because it was mentioned by President Trump, I think got politicized way too early. I do believe that for some people it's risky. We heard of a case where somebody had a heart attack after taking hydroxychloroquine. They could have had a heart attack for other reasons, but that's why on telemedicine we can't prescribe it, because somebody on telemedicine gave hydroxychloroquine to an early COVID patient in early 2020. That patient died. Now there's a big lawsuit. So, you know, if there's a side effect to a medication, right, the FDA is responsible for that. So even if we get more studies saying, guys, this is how we think hydroxychloroquine works, and I've always believed there to be a use for it, okay, because scientists aren't idiots. I mean, if there's a study, you know, I mean, there's some reasoning behind the study. That might not mean that study is completely applicable to everybody, but I don't think that hydroxychloroquine is quack medicine. I don't think ivermectin is. I think for some people they're finding utility of it. For others, it may dejectedly squat. For some reason in the media and public officials, if you even mention it, they want to cancel you. In fact, on social media, if you even say anything about hydroxychloroquine, it'll get shadowed. It won't get to be up on there because they think you're promoting it. But we have a new study out of the University of Glasgow that is going, look guys, we think this is why it works. We're not saying everybody go on it, but magic beans. All right, there's some science to it, and as I said in the last hour with marijuana, with Viagra, with fluvoxamine, with ivermectin, with Paxlovid, the fight for COVID, the whole moral to all of this is, it's not just one thing that a virus does to a person. There are multiple steps where there could be intervention, whether it's the virus coming in or whether it's you're having a cytokine storm. And I think a good scientist will look at all the options and which is the best way to try to limit the virus. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair to dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so here's a question for you guys. I know it seems like fluff, but this is kind of important. What is your favorite salad dressing? Of all the salad dressings, what is your favorite salad dressing? I want to actually look into the psychology of it on who prefers what and what their physique could be, their health could be, and then their attitude and personality. So it's interesting. When I was little, I really liked Thousand Island dressing. Not because I really loved the dressing, is that I hated salad and I wanted something sweet. And Thousand Island was sweet, and it was a little chunky because I think there's pickles to it. I'm not exactly sure. And I don't think I had discovered ranch at the time. I think when I was little, my mom might have liked Thousand Island. I really don't remember. My sister, I think, liked Italian. And so I really didn't like salad. I didn't like a lot of foods. I liked cantaloupe. I liked cheddar cheese and Hebrew National salami. And that was probably it. Ooh. And I liked Lucky Charms. Yeah. I liked Lucky Charms. Those were pretty yummy. So when I have to eat salad, I'm like, whatever I could smother it up with, which is a bad idea, you know, because, you know, you have to just acquire a taste for vegetables, you know, and now I really like to, you know, taste the leaf. I don't like cream spinach where you can't taste the spinach now. I want to actually feel the spinach. I don't want to taste cheese. So, you know, I have started to acquire a taste for vegetables, but I discovered ranch when I moved out of the house, and my friend would be eating, we were at the cafeteria at school, and there were french fries, and she would dip the french fries in the ranch, and I was like, whoa. Mm-hmm. So now my favorite dressing is ranch. So my ranch is my go-to. I apologize, let me lower my volume here. So French dressing has never been a favorite. French dressing, I remember it was, I think I tasted it once and I didn't like it. It tried to look like Thousand Island. It was thinner, it was oranger, it was tangier, and I'm like, what the hell is this? And so I never really liked French dressing. French dressing made no sense to me. Well, apparently, the French dressing, we almost went to war over this. Did you guys know that the U.S. would not recognize French dressing as a dressing or its identity? Apparently, the FDA singled out and discriminated against French dressing as opposed to everything else. Je ne sais pas. I don't know. And I'm sure France was ticked. Well, you know, we need France on our side. There's a lot going on with Russia. And so it looks like the FDA has made a move so we could increase our foreign relations with France by allowing the French dressing to not have to go through all these identity rules. So, liberation, is that how you say liberation in French? So, the U.S. government had this quote-unquote tyrannical reign over the classic convent. According to the Guardian News, for over 70 years, the FDA has insisted on certain standards for French dressing. The condiment has been derided by food clubs and fallen out of favor with the American palate. In fact, we don't even sell, you can't get French dressing hardly anywhere. You can't get French or Russian dressing. Do you notice that? Now, I remember I was back east in the 90s and asked for ranch, and they were like, what? Ranch? Now you can get ranch everywhere. You can get ranch, you can get Thousand Island, you can get Italian. Now you can get a balsamic vinaigrette. Sometimes you could get oil and vinegar. I like strawberry vinaigrette. I think strawberry vinaigrette is super, super yummy. You can rarely get that. But you can't get French or Russian dressing. I need to look up what's going on with Russian dressing, because if we're going to go to war with Russia, that could be bad stuff. So, French dressing is a vinaigrette with ketchup and other flavors. It's been called too sweet, too coarse, not French enough. Food writer Charles Perry wrote an essay in 2000 defending it. French dressing in America's Favorite Condiments didn't even get a mention, according to the New York Times, but ranch was the clear winner. Well, apparently there are people fighting for the French dressing to be given the same liberties that the other dressings have in America. So the Association for Dressings and Sauces, ADS, is an industry group. It is demanding an end to the FDA's salad dressing surveillance. Now, the FDA maintains the standards of identity for foods to ensure they meet consumers' expectations and manufacturers aren't misleading shoppers. It's like a recipe. So I think the problem was, is the FDA, apparently nobody knew what the hell French dressing was. And so it had to have an identity. And I guess people said, well, this is French dressing, and it just didn't seem to fit with the FDA. So back in 1950, the FDA issued rules saying French dressing must contain at least 35% vegetable oil, along with certain acidifying ingredients like vinegar, citric acid, salt, sugar, tomato paste. A harmless seasoning or flavoring could be added, according to the Federal Register. Over the decades, there were changes, and French dressing had to follow the same recipe that was submitted to the FDA. I mean, I thought they all do. The Association for Dressings and Sauces swooped in. It argued that there were many similar topics, like ranch and Italian, that weren't subject to such rules. Why are we discriminating against French? French dressing no longer serves as a benchmark for the dressings. So the FDA is now releasing it from all those rules. Okay, I don't get it. Ranch dressing, that I care about. I don't know when ranch dressing was discovered, but they say the earliest recipes for a buttermilk dressing date back to 1937 in Texas. Buttermilk was more readily available on the plains than vegetable-based fats, so its popularity rose among cowboys. Well, yee-haw! So ranch is buttermilk, mayonnaise, various herbs and spices. But you see, to me, ranch tastes different. There, a Happy Valley, I think, was a dude ranch that actually started bottling it and selling it. And it became very yummy. And then in 1972, Henson, who owned Happy Ranch, sold it to Clorox. And then Kraft Foods and General Foods began making ranch. But see, to me, the best ranch is in the pizza places. And I like to dip my pizza in ranch. I dip my pizza in ranch. I dip everything in ranch. I love ranch. I could eat ranch just by itself. I don't because it's fattening. But ranch dressing tastes the best in pizza places. I could tell when somebody buys store ranch. I don't know the difference. Do you guys know where sometimes the ranch is so damn good and you're like, where do you get this? And nobody will tell you the recipe. So I don't think ranch is all, there's not all ranches that are equal. I don't think there's all Thousand Islands. There aren't Russian. Now, let me look up Russian dressing. I want to, because I don't really care about French dressing. Russian dressing, I tried once. It was in Arizona. Russian dressing, which, by the way, I wonder if this isn't politically correct to have a Russian dressing and a French dressing. Because what if somebody says Russian dressing sucks? Now they're talking against. Russian dressing is a mayonnaise ketchup base livened up with pickled relish, Worcestershire sauce, prepared horseradish, no wonder I don't like it, lemon juice, seasoned paprika, onion powder, and mustard powder. Russian dressing is spicier and less sweet than Thousand Island, and it has a more complex nuance je ne sais quoi. That's what they said. Okay, so mayonnaise, ketchup, and it's on a Reuben sandwich. So if you eat a Reuben, I know a lot of people are sticking Thousand Island on a Reuben. You can't do that. Okay, so that's what the Russian is. Now, a balsamic vinaigrette. Oh, now that I really like. I really like balsamic dressing. So balsamic dressing, and I'm sorry, I'm not a cooking show, but balsamic dressing has virgin olive oil, honey, Dijon mustard. Really? Okay, this is just one recipe. If you guys know, tell me. All right? I don't want cookies. I want dressing right now. It's supposed to be tangy. And honey, Dijon mustard, dried thyme. It looks like thyme, but it's thyme. Minced garlic. And then you have to put the ingredients in a jar. You shake it vigorously. You emulsify the vinaigrette. It makes it thick. Oh, I love vinaigrette. But I didn't realize it has honey. So these dressings are pretty sugary. You know, from a weight loss thing, when I did Weight Watchers years ago, they said somebody, one of the people that was in the group, said what they do is rather than pouring salad dressing onto their salad, they stick the fork in the dressing. And because the fork doesn't have a lot of surface area, you only take a little dressing. And then you stick the fork onto some lettuce, and that's all the dressing you need. And it really lowers the amount of dressing. Because I got to tell you, man, I'll go to a restaurant, and you pour it on, and then you're like, oh, I need more. But if I dip the fork, and then I dip it into the lettuce, it's less. So, okay. All right, that's dressings for you. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions are bracing for a major winter storm heading into the weekend. People across Georgia, Virginia, and the Carolinas are being told to prepare for snow and freezing rain that could cause power outages and make travel hazardous. Atlanta hasn't had measurable snow in nearly 4 years, but that could end Friday or Saturday. The storm is also expected to dump a foot of snow in the Dakotas, Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, and possibly Arkansas. The White House wants states to begin fixing bridges that need repair. Nearly $30 billion is being allocated from the sweeping infrastructure bill that President Biden signed 2 months ago. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg releasing a statement saying modernizing bridges will improve safety and support economic growth. USA Radio News. The Commerce Department saying retail and food service sales declined 1.9% in the biggest drop in 10 months. Analysts blaming high prices and the Omicron surge for falling consumer demand as the holiday season wrapped up. Regarding inflation, John Bryant, Operation Hope CEO, tells CNBC,
I mean, inflation's a big deal and affects those at the bottom of the pyramid the most.
The nation's labor secretary is talking about the next steps after the United States Supreme Court blocked the COVID-19 vaccine mandate on large businesses.
What's next is we're going to work with businesses and encourage businesses to continue down this path. Many businesses have already done it.
Walsh describing the decision as disappointing, he also says that more needs to be done to make sure workers are comfortable returning to the office.
We need to do more in this country to make sure people feel comfortable going back to work because people do catch the virus.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So starting Saturday, the federal government is requiring private insurers and group health plans to cover the costs up front or reimburse purchases for people within their plan for COVID test kits. Each covered person is eligible to get 8 kits for free every month. So if there are 4 people in your family, that is 32 kits a month you could get. Each kit has 2 tests. People with Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program already required to get them for free. If someone has Medicare, they should check with their plan to see if it's covered. They are doing this so it can help prevent COVID-19, even though many at-home test kits are not showing up positive right away. And this doesn't really explain what people should do if they don't have health insurance. If they don't have health insurance, then how do they get free home kits? There is supposed to be a government website that goes up on Saturday. If it's anything like what happened with the Obamacare website, then expect there to be some issues. And with that website, you are supposed to be able to order, hopefully, free kits as well. If the kits are purchased out of network, insurance will cover up to $12 for each kit. Purchasing them online may be considered out of network. The kits are only free if they are cleared, approved, and authorized by the FDA. Only 8 per insured per month. So these test kits that, I think it's fantastic that people will have them at home. I think the Omicron wave is going to be down by then. I think we will have already reached the peak over the next week or two. And then we will still have cases, but I think everybody who had it had it. And then at least you will have kits ready for the next time. My guess is people are going to be each month getting their free kits, and there are going to be silos of COVID test kits in people's houses. I'm not going to do that. I am not going to collect 500 kits in my house because I think the kits need to be updated for the newer variants. And I don't really have the storage to have a whole bunch of kits that may not even test positive. I tested negative for my COVID. And it was ridiculous. And I had the same symptoms as everybody else. So, and there's a chance that even if you are ordering them or shipping them, they might get ransacked by looters. Now, I don't know if you guys have seen the images. I remember I showed you guys some images a couple months ago of how people are looting these storage containers and trucks and cargo ships. Well, more video has been released of thousands of shredded packages scattered along the tracks of an LA railway. This happened yesterday. Left by thieves who are looting cargo containers. Now, this is nothing new. They've been doing this for a while. Video footage captured a series of packages that were either left empty or torn up along the Union Pacific tracks in the Lincoln Heights neighborhood of downtown L.A. The cargo packages have been bait for railway thieves who have targeted goods from companies such as Amazon and UPS bound for residencies along the West Coast. Products such as unused COVID tests, fishing lures, EpiPens, were scattered across the ground. EpiPens. People need those. Those are life-saving medication. They say cargo thieves have been stealing valuable items from these trains while they either stopped or slowing down so they could be brought into the Union Pacific Intermodal Facility in downtown L.A. Then cargo is then moved to a different train to be sent to another part of the country. To break into these containers, all they need to use are bolt cutters. They break the locks. They break the seal. And then they're able to get in, and then they steal stuff. And I am looking at right now a mess along the tracks of boxes. It's free stuff. And again, everybody's wearing a mask. Everybody's wearing a hoodie. Everybody's covering up their, so you can't see. Now, you do see one person running, and police are chasing after them. These cargo thieves are apparently a big deal. So, let me see what else I'm seeing. It's a mess. They say that the debris is littered along the railway tracks. They've reportedly been the result of multiple burglaries. Employees of Union Pacific have to clean the tracks. They just cleaned them a month ago. Reports of thieves on the tracks have become quite common over the course of last month. People are digging through the debris for items of value. The LAPD said they do not respond to train thefts unless the freight company requests their help. Union Pacific is taking matters into their own hands in an attempt to decrease theft on their tracks. So police will not deal with it. So I'm looking right now at somebody running for the police officer, but the police officer does not look like they're running. Now, I'm sure police officers like, get away from there, get away from there. But it doesn't look like they're going to chase them down. Why not? Well, look at what's happening. If somebody gets killed, that police officer, you know, loses their career, loses their life, basically, being in jail for the rest of their life. If they could also be put in danger if these thieves have weapons. So now these cargo thieves think nothing's going to happen to them. So Union Pacific has now special agents on patrol. They have utilized and explored additional technologies to help them combat criminal activity. So, this criminal activity has pervaded multiple industries. You know, I told you that even my medical office was stolen from. KY. People would steal the KY. I don't know why. They felt they need to use that. There was KY in each room for the pap smears, although we stopped using water-based lubricants, and now we only run it underwater because the KY would interfere with the histopathology and the cytopath. But we used to have KY, and then we stopped carrying it because we would steal it. People would steal the Band-Aids. People would steal whatever was in the drawers. That's one of the reasons why I never had my patients wait too long, because when they get bored, they might steal. And even though they're your patients, and they're your, but you know, there's always somebody new, and who knows? And so the drawers would hardly have anything, and because I mean, you know, you could only keep stocking so much. We had a nurse steal stuff from the stat kit, and she kept wanting to order controlled substances, and I said, no, we can't do that. So we've basically, theft has always been around. But right now, what's different is there's no consequences. So people will steal what they can. And I know people say, well, gosh, you know, but they need it to feed their families. They need to. I don't know. Stealing a Gucci purse, I understand somebody grabbing a loaf of bread, saying, look, I'm sorry, I'll work it off. I'm not that stealing is, you know, but I mean, they're not stealing a loaf of bread. You know, or some milk to feed their kids. They're stealing Gucci purses. They're stealing EpiPens. They're stealing, because they want to sell it online. That's theft. So they say they're going to work with their local law enforcement partners and elected leaders. But this is just, this is sad because these are things that are people's. So, you know, if you're like, I didn't get my order, this is probably why. You know, it's interesting. I ordered a poo-poo powder for the cats, the kitty litter, and all of a sudden Amazon said they had to refund it. I wonder if that's what happened. Somebody opened up the box and went into the kitty litter and said, oh, this is just kitty litter. Cargo burglaries had been reported in November during the supply chain crisis on trains en route to L.A. ports. They were being looted. Cargo trains have traveled through an area of tracks that were lined with homeless encampments where thieves were reportedly cutting through the carts with bolt cutters. Officials within the city then moved the shipping containers to vacant lots to prevent further theft. Because another thing that was happening, and I showed you guys some pictures, is where these cargo containers were just sitting in people's in parking lots. And there were even trucks with no drivers sitting along the streets. They didn't have enough drivers. And so our products were just sitting there. Well, if your products are just sitting there, because an empty container would already be back to the warehouse to go and get filled again. So these are containers that have stuff that are just sitting there. Well, if nobody's going to do anything and we don't have enough police, and a lot of police got fired because the mandates and the defunding and all that, it's open season. So be prepared. Things are going to cost more. You know, it's interesting. I was trying to get some cat food yesterday. I went back on Amazon. A container of 40 cans was $114. $114. That was on Amazon. And I just think it's because it's just in such short supply. We've talked about how pet food, baby formula, so many things are in such short supply that now the prices are just gouging. So I'm going to make the cats some tuna fish, I guess. 1-877-DARDELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at DrDahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating.
That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while Biden, President Biden, has been dealing with some pretty bad poll numbers, apparently he wants to look like he's getting something done. Reportedly he's going to do a bunch of executive actions on police reform later this month. He's got his State of the Union coming up, and he wants to show that he's been able to work around Congress and get stuff done, because a lot of things have stalled in Congress. The landmark Build Back Better plan and voting rights legislation kind of remain in limbo, as Kristen Sinema and Senator Manchin, the senators, do not want to wipe out filibuster rules that protect the minority having some say. And pretty gutsy of those two, I have to say. And, you know, they've been kind of holding their own, because the Democrats have the slimmest of majorities, are able with the help of Kamala Harris to make things go their way with a simple majority. But most things most big decisions that have to be made through Congress need to be done with a 60 Senate majority. And, I mean, that's a little bit more of an example of you know, the country speaking. I also think, and again, I'm not rewriting the Constitution, but I think the 60 majority should be both bipartisan. I don't like the idea that, let's say, you know, something happens, you know, fishy in an election, and either mostly Democrats get in or mostly Republicans get in, and then there's this usurp of power. But I would like there to be some sort of I'm not changing the Constitution, but I think it would be kind of cool if that 60 majority has to include both Republicans and Democrats, where there's a mixture. Because then what that shows is we made some bipartisan effort. We made some compromise. You know, I think it's rare that you have more than 60, you know, Democrats or Republicans in the Senate. I have to look back to see how some of the elections have shown. But unfortunately, what currently the Democrats want to do now is overcome those Senate rules to be able to have things, especially when it comes to voting laws. And that starts to look a little fishy. I mean, if there are issues where we have Americans that still can't vote, you know, the Constitution should have protected their ability to vote. They should have been able to vote this whole time. Apparently they did vote if Biden, you know, made it into office. And I mean, obviously people are, you know, if there is any group of individuals who are citizens that aren't able to vote, that should be rectified. But if it's no, you know, we want to make sure we could come up to them in person and come within their 6-foot space and give them food and water, you're like, what are you guys doing here? So, again, I don't know all the nuances with it, but it's obviously stalling. So, Biden is a little frustrated. According to a recent Quinnipiac survey, his poll numbers have dropped down to 33%. Congress has not been able to pass police reform because Republicans and Democrats have put plans out, and I think it's some of them are, nobody's doing like line item or nobody's doing simple bills, one-page bills. And so police reform action since the death of George Floyd has been a huge subject and a bipartisan topic. But for some reason, come up with what they think is fair. Some want to defund the police. Some want to, overhaul how police districts, some want to get rid of police districts completely. And so it's sticky. So Biden is now considering action where he would just do executive actions, and then he could boast that as an achievement for his March 1 State of the Union address. They might make separate bills. Executive actions are still being finalized. Not exactly sure what he's going to do. But he wants to show he did something. And we'll see what happens. In the meantime, people are like, well, is he going to take any questions? Apparently there will be a press conference. He is going to face the press for the first time in 78 days. He doesn't do it very often. Trump was always out there. And I think the media actually, I think, miss Trump, whether they like him or not, because he gave them a lot more. Biden has been very conservative with his access to the media. He doesn't do well in terms of that, which is not a really strong point, because people then, you know, absence makes the mind grow fonder. Absence, I think, causes people to fill in the blanks. So apparently Jen Psaki said he will talk to reporters, not this week, Wednesday. So he's gearing up. He's got 5.5 days to be prepared for a press conference. Keep in mind, the press conference is probably going to be similar to the other ones, where he has a very strict list of who asks what. My guess is the questions are going to be cherry-picked. It's going to be interesting. I mean, unless a reporter gets a one-off and is able to be like, hey, guys, here, you know, can I just ask this? It'll be interesting, but it's going to be very, I don't know if you've watched these press conferences, but it's almost scary. It's almost like there's all eyes on everybody, and you don't dare go off script. It's a formal press conference. So by formal, he'll hold a formal press conference. Formal means there's formalities. Not a, you want to talk to the president? We'll go get him. And that's what Trump would do. What happened? Was it he was on the lawn or something like that? And somebody said, hey, President Trump, what do you think of this person who's accusing you of harassment? And he goes, what does she look like? And he asked him to show a picture. And he goes, not my type. Next question. Such a stark difference. I don't know. I prefer the happy medium, but man. Fauci might have an act named after the Fauci Act. GOP Senator Marshall is introducing a bill forcing publication of financial records called the Financial Accountability for Uniquely Compensated Individuals called the Fauci Act. Man, politics are vicious. Look at this. This comes after Dr. Fauci called him a moron on a hype mic during a heated debate when he had approached Fauci and accosted him on his possible financial connections to some of the things that he might have been funding through the NIH. So, Senator Roger Marshall says he plans to introduce a Fauci Act. It would force the publication of financial interests after Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci called him a moron during a Senate clash. The Republican senator said he would propose a bill that would require the Office of Government Ethics to provide the financial records for government officials whose information is not readily public. The legislation titled Financial Accountability for Uniquely Compensated Individuals came after they had this back and forth. But here's the thing. The senator said that the infectious disease experts' records have not been made public since the start of the pandemic. We know he gets paid about $430,000 a year. And Marshall said, as the highest paid employee in the entire federal government, yes or no, would you be willing to submit to Congress and the public a financial disclosure that includes your past and current investments? Fauci responded, I don't understand why you're asking me that question. My financial disclosure is public knowledge and has been so for the past 37 years or so, 35 years. Then he called him a moron and said the Lord's name. So, publicly available is a financial disclosure form signed by Fauci in April 2020. It covers his transactions for 2019. They say it has had, though, multiple redactions. Daily Mail filed an FOIA request for his more recent financial disclosures. The conservative group Judicial Watch has filed suit after the National Institutes of Health, which fall under Health and Human Services, failed to respond to three FOIA requests from January-September 2021 for Fauci's employment contracts, daily calendars, confidentiality agreements, recent financial disclosures, and a list of royalties paid. So, you know, he makes $434,000. If he is double-dipping, or if there's some other issues, I think it should be made public. 1-877-FDELI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite, and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.